When you are.
Hi, everyone. I'm Randy Pizer from Author One Stop, and today my guest is Loretta Caravette, and she is a children's literary agent. And so the children's book world is very different than the book world for adults and how publishers make their buying decisions, the kind of books they look for. So I thought it'd be really appropriate to have Loretta on today, but she's going to share her knowledge and wisdom about the children's publishing world. So Loretta, you're welcome to just jump in.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It's always fun to talk about something I love.
Good. So you've been doing this for a lot of years, haven't you?
Well, relatively speaking, no. I've only been doing it for about 5 years. So I'm young compared to one of the more seasoned agents. But I got into it really because I'm a writer and I didn't understand the publishing world at all. You know, you go through school and you start submitting and they're not accepting. And you're like, well, my writing's wonderful. Why aren't you accepting this? So you just start to think, okay, obviously I don't understand what I'm getting into. So I need to look into it a little bit deeper. And that's really how I kind of got started in it, you know?
Okay. What kind of books do you like to pitch?
Well, I just got this wonderful client and he's so funny. I don't get funny too often. I really love pitching funny and I love pitching picture books with heart. Any middle grade. I'm not very versed on YA. It is really almost an adult level. A lot of adults read YA. Of course, a lot of adults read other books, but middle grade picture books and early readers I like.
Okay. Can you just talk a little bit, what's the difference between an early reader and a picture book and middle grade?
Well, there's some distinctions and it's really driven by the child's abilities. Picture books can be read at any time. I used to read picture books to my nieces and nephews well until they were 9 and 10. They still liked to be read to, although we sort of graduated into something a little bit more sophisticated, but they still like picture books. Early readers, depending on your ability to read, the first book is very simple. Phase one is very simple. And then it goes up to, I think, three different phases. And then the child is pretty much able to figure out reading for themselves. And then they go into middle grade, the middle grade books.
Okay.
So the series.
What do publishers feel about rhyme?
Rhyme. You know, it's so tricky to write good rhyme. I don't think I love rhyme. I love it when it's good. But if it's off, even slightly, it's really difficult to read. So I think people are open to rhyme, but it has to be drop dead wonderful. And that's few and far between.
You know what I discovered, because I get in a lot of books that were, you know, people want me to pitch their books to publishers and stuff, but the rhyme is off either on the in the same verse or from page to page to page. And, you know, I'm a drummer. I have, you know,
are you?
I say I have 17 drums and for some reason my neighbors still like me. But, you know, it really takes, you have to have an ear for rhyme. So it's not just words that rhyme, but it's the pattern, the cadence, the rhythm of it. And it has to be consistent from page to page to page to page to page. It can't just rhyme on one page and have a different meter on another page. And so I get in, you know, like a lot of rhyme. Another kind of book that I get in a lot of are books where someone is wanting to impart morals or values. And I don't think those books particularly sell well. Would you agree with that, or what are your thoughts about that?
Well, do you mean picture book, or do you mean any
children's book at different age levels?
It's a slippery slope when you start to dictate to children, when you obviously are teaching them. They don't need to be. You don't need to be obvious to teach to a child. You need to tell a good story and the lesson will come out of it. But I think you're right. I think, you know, no one wants to be dictated to.
Yeah. Or preached to.
Or preached to. Yeah, no one does. It's not exciting. And, right. You know, it's when the heroine has to make a decision. And how is she basing that decision? Is she basing it on, you know, a moral principle or, you know, what? And that, I think, is a better teacher to help a child determine what to do in their life. You know, it's a guide. But, you know, I agree with you.
You're making a very strong distinction, which I love, and which I hope everyone listening to this podcast or this video really understands. And that is that instead of preaching or lecturing, build a great story that just incorporates the values, but it's done in a way that you're not preaching the value.
Right. And you don't have to. It really is a very simple, it's a difficult thing to do. It's difficult to incorporate a story and have that in a, no one, I don't think anybody sets out to write a book that teaches. Although, you know, I get a lot of picture books that talk about how to be nice, how to be kind, you know, but the ones that really sell are things that don't say that, you know, in their title. I think the things that really sell are the good stories. And if that's in the back of your mind, it'll come out. I hope that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. To me, it makes sense. And hopefully everybody listening, it will too. And can you talk a little bit about illustrations? Does an author have to come with illustrations? Is it better for them not to have illustrations?
Well, my one client, the funny guy, came with an illustrator. And my first client came with an illustrator as well. And depending on where you pitch it, they may like it because it's a complete book and it really works. If it works, not bad. But if you're just like a regular Jane and really don't have an illustrator, you shouldn't worry about it because the publisher has a lot of different illustrators they want to work with. And so your book is giving them an opportunity to find the better illustrator that they want to work with and that they can explore in a different way. So I wouldn't worry about it at all.
That's really great. Can you tell me, what are the materials that are required to actually pitch a book to an agent or a publisher? Do we, you know, obviously there's some kind of query letter. Are there any other materials that authors need to know that they really should be thinking of and submitting?
Well, it's not so much what, but how they submit it. Everyone knows they have to write a query. Everyone knows that they have to submit their manuscript. But I get this time and time again, Randy, where they are not formatted correctly, where there's misspellings, where there's the word count is wrong. They haven't done any homework on what a picture book actually is or middle grade actually is. And I want to tell them, you have the writing ability. It's obvious. You have the writing ability, but you just have to understand the format that you're working with. So if you're sending to me, nice query, short, give me the book. A lot of people pitch the idea first for an agent, for me. For when I sent it, I sent out the query with the manuscript. I don't query them, the publisher first, unless I've already sent them a lot of things and I think maybe I'll query them first if they want to see something else. But if you're sending it to an agent, a lot of people say, would you look at this? And I appreciate that because if they tell me something that doesn't really strike a chord for me, I would say, no, that's really not for me. Or yeah, I'll look at it for you. But making sure the query has to have just a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your story and why you think your story, I've added this. This is something new for me. Why do you think your story is important for now? Mm-hmm. And then the full manuscript, if it's a picture book or if it's a chapter book, just maybe one or two chapters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where can authors learn about the correct word count or vocabulary limits or page counts or all the different, you know, formatting, for example? Where do you go to find those things?
Well, certainly you can Google it. I mean, there's been many articles written on the word count for picture books. A picture book usually is 500 words. Now, some people have said to me, I've seen them for 1,000 words, yes, They did something on Handel's Messiah, and it was about over 1,000 words. But that's not a normal picture book. If it's a normal picture book, it should be at least 500 words, or at most 500 words. And so I would Google it, because the word count sometimes changes, or not greatly, but, you know, it's easily found on the internet.
Right. Very, very good. So are there any last words you'd like to share? Anything of such dire importance that you really want people to know? You're writing your children's book. This is part of your dream. You know, you want to get this book published. What else? Is there anything else they need to know, or words of wisdom?
Well, I think there have been a lot of people who look at picture books as a way of communicating to children difficult topics. And I think that's wonderful. But I think you also have to realize your audience. So when you write any children's book, be conscious of the child you're writing to, and think about the language that's going to reach them, and how it's going to reach them, and what you're trying to communicate. I don't know if that's wisdom, but I really love the fact that people try, you know, if there's a handicap of some kind, or there's a difficult subject. Certainly nowadays, there'll be a lot of different books coming out to help children cope with different things that are coming up. And I would say, you know, a child is still a child. Don't treat him like an adult. He's a child. So get down and write for them. I didn't say write down. I'm saying write to the child, not to the adult. And hopefully that will inspire you to expand your writing in a way that's both visual and tactile, and even smells and scents. You know, there's a lot. Children respond to a lot of different things. So anyway, I didn't mean to go on like that.
So thank you. That was perfect. Thank you to Loretta Caravette, wonderful children's literary agent. If you have any questions, please contact me, Randy@authoronestop.com. And we'll see you next time.